you think that Eli's early struggles were mostly pressure? I mean, kind of throwing off his back foot and having to rush those throws a little bit?
No, like I think the early struggles, like we talked about, and just like everybody else, I think everybody wants to find this overlying reason why it happens. It's the same thing we do. I mean, you're looking, hey, what's causing this problem, and how do we fix it? And I think to pinpoint it in one thing is a mistake. You know, each play, you know, and everybody's talking about the turnovers and the interceptions, is kind of a play unto itself. You know, I mean, was it created by pressure, you know, and his reaction to it? Some, yes. Created by, you know, a bad pressure or a bad decision by him with the ball, trying to do more than what he should have with the play? You know, yes. A miscommunication or misunderstanding between two guys, you know, did that happen? Yeah, you know, and I think you take each one of them individually and you try to coach that problem and fix that problem so it doesn't happen again. But you can't blanket statement the problems with, hey, it was this problem over, because that's not the case, you know. So you attack each of them individually, you fix the mistakes that happen there, and you do everything you can not to repeat that mistake.
Sounds like a surprising number of things, though, for a guy who's been so good for so long. I mean, I would imagine that's not, you never kind of experienced that many things going on at once before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was, you know, there's 65 play games, and I think what happens is, you know, you've got some guys in different positions, some guys doing different things, and, you know, that contributes to it. And, you know, it was a combination at different times of breakdowns at different places. I don't want to make it sound like it was these constant, you know, mistakes going on again and again, because that's not the case either. You know, I mean, it would, like I said, I thought each play was kind of unique to itself, and something might happen, or, you know, a play being made by a defense. Don't forget, these guys make plays too out there defensively that create issues for you. And I think, you know, our reaction to it has improved as we've played longer together as an offensive unit. And I think that's what's going on right now.
So I'm sure you're going to say, oh, Eli's been professional through this and everything. But, you know, after the Bears game, he looked shaken. You know, what have you seen, you know, maybe behind the scenes that you would care to reveal as far as, you know, this has been very difficult for Eli. You got 0-6 start and he's leading the league in interceptions.
Yeah, the one thing I'd say to you is behind the scenes is what he's done in terms of his preparation. And to me, this is the key, and it's the way to get out of these problems and out of these phases when you're not getting done what you want to get done. What he's done is his preparation has stayed the same. I don't see the word shaken. I wouldn't use that word. Frustrated, I would have used that word, that he was frustrated with the performance. He sets a higher standard for himself and for us than that. So does everybody in this building. So I would use the word frustrated at that time, not shaken. And I would say that behind the scenes, the one thing that has stayed consistent and hasn't changed is that this guy comes to work every day. His prep doesn't change. He believes in his preparation, and we believe in it and what we're doing. And I think that'll be the key, and has been the key, to turning the thing around. I think he's done that. He's stayed constant with that.